We lived in a cottage. My grandma and grandpa lived on a farm, and they were on commodities. We were all on commodities, welfare, whatever you want to call it. And that kept them going on the farm. And, you know, it was hard to sell because nobody had any money. The money just wasn't there. And so we lived in the cottage all year round. And, you know, cottages back then on a lake were made of panel, wallpaper, no insulation. And in the wintertime, oh, and, you know, it used to get down in the zeros, you know. And we had a pot-belly stove, a big one. And we would get that going with wood. We went out and got wood. And we put that going with wood. And when it got hot enough, we'd put the coal in there. We got coal in there. And then that would burn all day. And my job was to make sure that that fire didn't go out all night. If it went out, I had a price to pay for my dad.
What was that?
He'd give us a good beating.
Yeah?
Yeah. He didn't mix words with it. He was a mean father.
He was.
I never had a good father, a wonderful mother. My father was a heavy drinker. He never had a trade, but he did have a trade. He was a roofer. And, you know, roofers drank. Masons and a carpenter, they all drank. And I don't know why, whether it was the material they were using, the nails or whatever it was, but they'd always leave the job and go into a bar and drink and then not finish the day. When I was a little boy, I went for my dad, carried shingles up a ladder. Can you imagine the cedars? They'd drop over your shoulder. I'd carry about two or three of them. And he would take practically a bundle up there. Well, so we all had to pitch in and work. And we lived on fish.
Fish.
We lived on wild game, rabbits, pheasant, quail. We hunted all the time, all year round.